Think about his love, his goodness, his mercy, his grace. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise. Praise him. Praise him. Wonderful to us. You're wonderful to us. You're wonderful to us. You're wonderful, Lord. You're wonderful, Lord. You're wonderful, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, you don't get this on your job. You don't get this when you leave this place here today. Just receive a little bit from him. Let him feel your heart and your soul. Let him touch your mind. My, 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 my. Oh, we bask in your presence, Lord. Woo! Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Let's turn to Romans chapter 12, verse number 3. While you're turning there, I do want to mention, I know we've had a little bit of trouble in the past with the phone app for giving. It's called Easy Tithe. They have upgraded that app. It's very, very simple to use. Bring me down just a tab on these, brother. So easy that even Brother Rashard was able to set it up this morning while sitting in my living room. I thought, man, that really is easy to do, isn't it? I love it. Where you at, Brother Rashard? Oh, there he is, right on the front row, loving, worshiping God. That's my fourth or fifth son, I'm not sure. He eats the most, though. I don't know. Cameron, you know, we can have, Sap, where's Sap? We can have 4 half-gallon jugs of almond milk. My wife makes me drink almond milk because she doesn't like what milk does to my body. So she makes me drink almond milk. And there'll be 4 of them, and he'll spend a couple of days, and I'll think, you know, I know this isn't good for me, but a bowl of cornflakes with bananas sounds real good right now. And I'll open up the fridge. There's no milk in the fridge. And I said, was Cameron here? He loves that almond milk. We love those kids. They work hard. They were with me here this morning at 8 a.m. All those props that you saw here last week, these boys tore all that down, dismantled it, and pushed it behind that black curtain. We just couldn't bring ourselves to tear down the castle. High places. Hopefully it'll be gone. All our guests, God bless you. Thank you for being with us today. We're so excited you are here. And the Lord has wonderful things for you. God has a word for us. Pastor's just going to be, I know I say this often, and I have to admit I lie most of the time when I say this, but I'm telling the truth today. I'm only going to be preaching for a little while, so you can't wait and say he's going to warm up. I'm hot when I start. We're in a helicopter today. Just we have to be out of here. I have to leave at 1:30, Brother Sapp and I, to do the funeral for the Huggins family. But you just stay here and worship and pray people through to the Holy Ghost. And we've got a baptism ready to go to baptize them in Jesus' name. And the Lord's come to do wonderful things in your life today. Tell your neighbor, God's come to do wonderful things in your life today. Romans chapter 3, Romans chapter 12, verse number 3. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. And I want to focus on this part here. that's a semicolon. Is that what they call that? They have that in your Bible, that little thing? So just to the right of the semicolon. But to think soberly, according as God hath dealt. And friend, I want to tell you, when God deals a hand, it's right. According as God hath dealt to every man. Tell your neighbor, God has given you this. The measure of faith. Think soberly. Don't get all caught up in your trial. Clear your mind. God has given you something. And I want to tell you that what he has given you is able to bring you through anything that you might find yourself in today. Now, I know I'm pulling this out just a little bit of context. I don't have time to talk about everything that surrounds it and what it applies. But what I am going to speak to you about here today works in this verse as well. That there is not a man or a woman in this building that God has not given the faith that you need to get you out of whatever you're in. Man, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost in this place. I've come to tell everybody here today that doesn't even have the Holy Ghost, never been baptized in Jesus' name, and you haven't even really been serving God, and your life is a mess. I want to tell you, God has already given you what you need to get out of that mess that you're in and get a hold of him and let him change your life. You don't have to leave here today and go do anything or impress anybody or prove yourself. You have what it takes right now to have your life changed and rearranged. Let everybody in the building clap your hands unto the Lord and give God praise. Father, we praise you, we love you, we adore you, we magnify you. Touch my mind today, God. Use me, Father, I pray. Minister to this congregation, Father. Minister in the power of the Holy Ghost. And everybody say, in Jesus' name. Turn to your neighbor and tell him your strength is within. God bless you. You may be seated. No matter what situation you find yourself in today, if you are saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, and baptized in the name of the Lord, but find yourself in a very difficult situation, God wants to talk to you today. If you're here today and you haven't been following after God, but maybe the things of the world, and it has dealt you a horrible blow. Life has come at you in a way that you were not expecting. The Lord has come here today to tell you. He woke you up. He brought you here. He put you in this building because he's already given you what you need to step up and get out of the situation that you are in. God's come to help you today. God has come to help you today. And so the word of the Lord says, but to think soberly, we'll deal with that later. According as God, we'll deal with that later. Hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Everybody say dealt. That word dealt there, it means literally a portion of, to share from, without, to give of one's own possessions to another. The first thing I want you to understand is that what God has given you is a part of Him. It cannot fail. It cannot falter. It is powerful enough to accomplish. It doesn't matter what you're facing. It doesn't matter what you're going through. You are created in the image of God. The breath of God was breathed into you. You are not undone. You are not outcast. You are not finished. It's not over. In fact, God's come to stir up something in you to let you know it's just begun. It has just started happening. Your life is just about to begin. Don't you let that devil lie to you. You're not worthless. No. It doesn't matter what the world thinks. It doesn't matter what your family thinks. It doesn't matter what your so-called friend thinks. I've come to tell you what God thinks. God thinks you're special. God thinks you're awesome. In fact, God thought you were so great that while we were yet sinners, He died on a cross for you. He shed His blood for you. He forgave you. He's here to wash you. That's how much God loves you. I'm not talking about something that comes from the world. The Bible says the world gives you peace, and the world takes that peace away. I'm talking about something that God gave you. You didn't even know it was there. That's what God's going to do here today. He's going to open up a little secret compartment in your heart, and you're going to begin to feel something. In fact, you're already feeling it. And I'm going to tell you why a little later, why you're feeling it. But you're already beginning to feel something draw on you. God is opening up a little secret part on the inside of your heart. You didn't even know it was there. You're out in the world doing your thing, going your place, doing all your loving, having all your sinning, whatever it may be. But now you're tired of it. It's dealt your wrong. It's hurt your marriage. It's hurt your family. And now you've come to seek after something that may give you a strength and give you a help. And you're here today and you're beginning to feel something pull on the inside of your heart. It is the measure of faith that God breathed into you. It's always been there. It's never left you. It's just been hiding in the dark, waiting to be activated, waiting for the switch to be turned on, waiting for the key to turn the lock. And that's what's going on here today. God's come to turn the lock on that box in your heart and release that faith. This isn't faith that you're going to have to acquire some kind of way. This isn't faith that you're going to have to go out and prove you have it. The word of the Lord says, for faith is dead without works. I'm not talking about that kind of faith. No. I'm not talking about the faith wherein you just believe in God. You believe in the works of God. I'm talking about a faith that God put in you. A measure of faith that God placed in you that you could never acquire upon your own. You could never do enough. You could never read enough. You could never pray enough. You could never be good enough. This little thing called faith, this measure of faith that God has put on the inside of you, it had to be Him give it to you because you could never acquire it on your own. I want you to understand that today, because if you let the devil get in your mind, he'll tell you you're not worthy. I'm here to tell you none of us are worthy. I didn't earn this faith. I didn't get it by credit. It wasn't given to me because God knew I was going to be special somewheres down the road. God breathed it into the... You better hear me. God gave this same faith to the murderer, the raper, the infidel, the reprobate. They all had it. But you're different. There's something in you that's hungry. Something in you's woke up. Something in you has come alive. That's why you're here today. My God. Woo!
I wish you could feel what I'm feeling, because I can see it rising up. I can see it overcoming fear, overcoming doubt, overcoming your weaknesses, overcoming your addictions. Shout to your neighbor, God gave it to you. Don't tell me you can't make it. Don't tell me you can't overcome. Don't tell me you can't get out. God has already given it to you. Clap your hands for the Lord. Give God praise. He's wonderful. God gave this faith. This is a default faith. And everything else fails, you just go back to the default. Because it never fails. When you've done everything you can do, go back to the default. When you've tried everything you can try, fall back on the default. When you've used all your talents and all your ability and all your money, go back to the default, because God put it into you when you took your first breath. That measure of faith was placed in you. This default faith can pull you out of anything, anywhere, anytime. Measure of faith. It goes with you everywhere you go. You can't escape it. It's in you. God there waiting. Faith is what we use to stand. Now, let me just talk to you a little bit about faith, and I'll wrap this up here in a couple hours. Faith is what we use to stand. Listen to me. Faith is what we use to stand. We use to stand when everything around us and everyone around us tells us we can't. When everything you see says no, this faith says yes. I can't tell you how many times it's this faith that brought me out. Oh yeah, it wasn't that faith I thought I acquired by 40 days of fasting, which, by the way, I've never done. I think I made it 18 one time, and I thought, dear God, if you can't do what I need done in 18 days, it ain't getting done. Now I realize he can do it in one. You just got to be carnal enough to get that revelation. Where was I? I lost my track. Oh, yeah, yeah. This wasn't the faith that I acquired because I did some good thing. And don't misunderstand what I'm about to say. Faith cometh by hearing of the word and word. And we're going to get to that later. I understand that. But, you know, this wasn't some faith I acquired by reading the word of God. And it built. When all of that has failed me. And if you had walked with God, and I say failed me, what I mean is I failed, of course. Not faith never fails. The word never fails. We understand that. But if you have walked with God for any amount of time, you know that you have found yourself flat on your face. And that everything you had strength in, everything you had faith in, everything you had hope in, it just seemed to all collapse from underneath you. And you just found yourself face down in the mud, wondering how you're going to get up. And then all of a sudden, something opens up from the inside. It's not anything you've done. It's not anything you earned or anything you acquired. It's that measure of faith that God gives to every man. That when everything else falls out from under you, it will pick you up. It will bring you out. It will start you over again. God gives that to us. Some of us, we've been beat so much, it's become such a small flicker that we can hardly even tell it's there. But if you'll let the Spirit of God blow upon it just a little bit, I'm here to tell you, it'll come alive like you've never seen before. There's something special in this service here today. God has called somebody here. Someone has come here. The Lord has pulled you out. He's woke you up. He stirred you up. You may have drove by. You may have found us on the internet. I think they said you could have, it could have been a friend, whatever. You weren't going to come, but something stirred you up because God's ready to activate that faith in you and turn your life around and give you the purpose that he created you for and make you into the man and woman that he breathed breath of eternal life into your soul. Somebody say, God gave it to me. God gave this to you. Don't think about whether you're good enough for it or have lived the life. No, God gave this to you. Because without this, you could never be saved. Without what I'm talking about right here, right now, not one of us would have ever been saved. What caused you to respond? What caused you to move? There was somewhere, some measure of faith. Something got a hold of your mind, your spirit. Something that was inside of your soul began to stir up. It's the measure of faith that God has given every man to be able to make that response in order to be saved and redeemed from a sinful life of hell. He's put that on the inside of us. He's dealt that measure of faith to us. He gave it to us. That word there is measure. And it is in different aspects. Its word means in singularity or in amount. It means much. Somebody say much. In plurality, it means many. Somebody say many. Say it means large. In significance, say it's major. Say it's the major thing in my life. Say it's the most important thing in my life. In the adverb or the noun form tense of the neuter plurality, it means often. Everybody say often. Say as often as I need it. Say as large as I need it to be. Say as many as I need. Say as major as it may be. And when is its time? The word there means for a long while. Say it's never going to leave. And then the last form of this meaning is repeatedly. Say, I don't use it up on one shot. Say, I get it again. I'm talking about the measure that God has given you. Because there's some of you that are here today and you have convinced yourself, you've let the adversary, whatever, your own mind, the world, theology, or just teaching the philosophy of this world, convince you that somehow you have used up the grace of God, that you don't deserve another opportunity or another chance. But I've come to tell you that the measure of faith that God gave you, that it never runs out. And however many times you must access it, it is there for you. God is on your side. God has not come to condemn you. He has come to bless you and to love you and to help you. God is not against you. Do you understand that? He will give you every opportunity, every chance, every moment. He is there waiting for you to turn the key on a measure of faith. All right, just a couple of more things and we'll be out of here. We know these little stories. I just want you to think about them a little bit. It was faith that gave Noah the strength to build an ark. Wait a minute. For 100 years. I know you're taught 120, but it's actually 100. There was 20 years in there where they were drawing the plans up, I guess. I'm not sure. It was faith that Noah built that ark for 100 years. You see, I'm not talking about the kind of faith that comes and goes. And you know we have a lot of that. We got that kind of faith that when things are good, our faith's strong. But when it from the bottom falls out, poof. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. You're dancing one day, you're crying the next. One day you're shouting the victory all across the church. How great God is. The next day, you find yourself on the altar thinking your whole world's coming to an end. What is that? That's fleeting faith. Faith that comes and goes. But that's not the kind of faith I'm talking about. You see, this faith stayed with you 100 years. If you're in your trial year after year after year, how many of you know trials can last a while? Sometimes they're fast. Sometimes they hang around for a long, long, long time. Some of you have been in trials for years. You have faced something year after year after year. And the most part, you've just kind of learned to live with it. Doesn't make it really any easier, but it's become a part of your life year after year after year. What has kept you? Do you think it was your fleeting faith? Oh, no. I'll tell you what kept you. It was that measure of faith that God put in you that will never die and never leave and never go away. And as long as you look towards Him, as long as you reach out to Him, as long as you touch Him, He will never forsake you. He will never leave you. He is with you to the end of this earth. I'm not talking about the faith that you get when things are good or bad or right or wrong. I'm talking about that faith that comes from God that never leaves you. No matter what happens, no matter what goes wrong, no matter how long it lasts, if the rain don't come for 100 years, I will be there beating the peg into that timber, because faith will not let me stop. It's the faith that gave Abraham the strength to leave his family, to leave his loved ones, his surroundings, his job, familiarity that was all about him. God called him out. It was that measure of faith breathed in him that enabled him later to become the very father of faith itself. That he took steps, and everywhere as he went, God gave him the land. I want to tell you, this kind of faith that I'm talking about, God will help you separate yourself from whatever it is that you need to separate yourself from. Whatever you've got to pull out. You said, but I've been trying to get over this addiction. I can't seem to get over it. Every time I think I got it licked, it shows back up and it comes into my life. I got good news for you. You're here today, and God is about to rise up that measure of faith that will give you the strength to separate yourself, to make that decision, to make that choice, whatever it is to do, whatever it is you've got to do, to put yourself in a situation where you can walk with God. I've come to tell you, you're no longer going to have to fear it. You're no longer going to have to run from it. Something's going to activate in you today. Something's going to trigger in you today. And God's going to give you power over it. You're going to put it under your feet. It's never coming out again. My God, I wish somebody would get excited about what God is telling us today. God's going to do this for you. Faith that gave Moses the ability to choose the sufferings of living for God over the pleasures of this world. We have saints of God that are here today. Saints of God, you have been battling with the pleasures of this world, things that the world offers you. Battling with it. Immorality, ungodliness, mind and thoughts and way, situations. God, how can I do it, God? How can I overcome it? Listen, you think it was just an easy thing for Moses? He was raised in Pharaoh's palace. That's all he ever knew. He learned about their gods, and he learned about their educational system, their mathematics and their philosophies, and all of this stuff was buried deep into the heart of this man. But the woo, my God, have mercy. But buried deeper than anything that Satan could ever put there. You hearing me? Buried deeper inside of him than anything the world could put there. Buried deeper inside of him than anything the flesh could possibly be there was that measure of faith
that measure of faith that God had put in him. And when the moment came for the choice, oh yeah, the flesh fault, the philosophies of Egypt fault, the pleasures of sin fault, but nothing can stand up to the measure of faith that God has given every single one of us. However great it needs to be, it will be great. However often it needs to be, it will be often. My God, have mercy. Does anybody have that today? Does anybody have that today? I've come to tell you, sir, I know that there's layer after layer that's been placed on you, ma'am, through the years. Trouble, marriage, children, finances, immorality. Oh, yeah, it just keeps piling up. But you're here today, and today the measure of faith says no, it can't conquer. It can't have you if you will reach out. I know you're feeling it. I know it's showing you because I know it's in you. And faith can't help but go crazy when it hears the word. Because faith cometh. It was buried deep. But the word is pulling out. Whew. It's been under layers of worldliness, layers of pain, layers of heartache, layers of abuse in your life, layers of rejection, layers of hardness and bitterness and hatred. But the word is going forth. And way down, deep in your soul, the measure of faith is beginning to move. I hear something familiar, it says. Something's calling me out. Something's pulling me up. Something drawing me out. Because faith cometh by the hearing of the word. You always thought faith come from somewhere out there. Faith's been in you the whole time. It just took the word to bring it out. It takes the word to rise it up. And that's what you're feeling. That's what's stirring you up right now. That's why you're squirming. What's going on here? What's this feeling? You check your pocket and you go, no, all three joints are still there. I didn't smoke one of them this morning. They're all there. You check your other pocket. No, all the needles are there. Check your other pocket. All the pills are there. You wonder, what's this feeling that I'm feeling? And there's a song, I like this feeling, I'm feeling something. You're feeling it though. I know you are, because I felt it. I remember when I walked into my first service, poor congregation's heard this 9,000 times, but I've been their pastor for almost 25 years. I only got so many stories, you know. I only have two, I forgot all the rest of them. I remember I walked in church first time, hair down my back, split down the middle, feathered on the side. I was gorgeous. Cowboy boots, big old cowboy buckle. The buckle was big as my belly. I only weighed 129 pounds. I go strutting in there in my new blue jeans, sit towards the back.
thinking about my drugs at home, going to have a good time. I'm only in church because my sister made me come. I want to be here. Man. And the moment that preacher started preaching, my whole world changed. Something started going on. It wasn't his words. There was something so far beyond his words that had gripped deep into my heart. I remember grabbing the back of that seat and holding on tight. What in the world is going on here? Then he made an altar call. And I want to tell you that that measure of faith came alive in me. It said, I'm not letting this opportunity go by. I don't know when I can get you back in here again. This is the closest you've brought me to my Creator ever since I was breathed into your being. I've never been this close to Him. And that measure of faith began to rise up. I remember stepping out of that aisle, walking down that aisle towards the front. I didn't know anything about Holy Ghost or Pentecost or any of that stuff. I made my way down that aisle. I threw my hands up in the air. I opened up my mouth, and not a word of English came out. I just began to speak in a heavenly language as the measure of faith begin to come out. The word had drew it out. Let's stand. I'm only halfway done, but I feel like God is ready. The music will come. You say, but how powerful is this faith? Ask the man possessed with a legion of devils. When he came within the presence of his God, that 6,000 to 12,000 demons. We don't even know how many there really was. We just know it was a legion. At least 6,000 demons could not stop that measure of faith from responding to the word in the flesh. When the word in the flesh came by, that measure of faith pushed aside 6,000 demons and threw itself at the feet of the word. Because faith cometh by hearing the word. How powerful is your faith? Ask the woman who pushed through the crowd, the blind man that cried out for desperation, Rahab, who risked her own life to save the life of others. So you ask yourself, what's happening? What's going on? It's the word that is reaching into you and activating the measure of faith. I beg you, don't leave. I beg you today, don't walk out of this building. I beg you to come down this aisle. Don't let tradition or religion or pride or past life or anything else stop you from stepping out. You know you feel it. You know it's pulling. You feel it's tugging. Hebrews 11 and 6, without faith it's impossible to please Him. But you see, God's given you the ability to please Him. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. He's given you the ability to have hope again. I wish I had time to preach all of this, but I don't. I want to end right here, James 4 and 8. Draw nigh to God, and He'll draw nigh to you. He'll draw nigh to you. It says, think soberly, every eye closed. That scripture I read to you today said, think soberly. Quit thinking about the things you've done, your past. Don't think about things you may have learned or even been taught. That word think soberly means think right here, right now. To be sober means to focus on what's going on in your life right now. And what's going on in your life right now is that God is touching your heart. He called you to Because when you took your first breath of life, he breathed into you the measure of faith. And he's waited all your life. And now here you are. The faith, measure of faith is just dancing inside of you. Oh, yes, it is. It's just leaping. God is saying now, think soberly. This faith, that word means that we think soberly is that in your now situation, this faith will perform in your now situation. To trust him. Your current surroundings, think soberly. It will perform in your current surroundings, but you don't know what I have to go home to. In your current surroundings, but you don't know what I'm in your current situation, your current surroundings. This measure of faith will work in your life. There's nothing you're facing, nothing you're going through, nothing that's happening that this measure of faith will not take care of for you. This altar is open. I'm going to talk for a few more minutes. I pray that you come. You may be filled with the Holy Ghost living for the Lord, but you need this measure of faith to activate in your life. You've allowed yourself to become distracted. You've found yourself face down in spiritual mud, and you're not sure what to do. Let the measure of faith that God gave you pick you back up. Come on. Come on, quit leaning on your own strength. Quit leaning on your own understanding. Quit leaning on your own ways, your own knowledge. Let this measure of faith pick you back up. It'll be beyond anything you understand, anything you know. It'll surpass anything you can possibly comprehend. This measure of faith will lift you up above the shadows. It'll bring you up out of the depth of the miry clay. It'll put your feet on a rock to stay. This measure of faith will reestablish you. Let it do it. Maybe you're standing next to someone that looks like they need to pray, but they need a friend to pray with. Just tell them, come on, I'll come pray with you. Sir, God's calling you. Ma'am, God's calling you. Soberly, this faith I'm talking about, it is faith that is stronger, and it is against anything that is against you. It is against the enemy of your soul. It will bring God towards you. It will bring God in your direction. That's what that word means. Accordingly as God has dealt unto you. We're talking about what God has given you. It doesn't matter what the world's thrown at you or what the devil's thrown at you or what you have even brought upon yourself. I'm talking about what God has given you. And it's always been in you. It's always been in you. But today it's being activated. You've tried to do it on your own, but you can't. You can't accomplish it. You can't make it happen. You don't have it within your own ability and your own strength, your own knowledge, your own talents, your education, your wisdom. No. That's just going to get you in a heap of trouble. But that measure of faith that's in you. Every eye closed right now. I want you to just lift your hands before the Lord. Whether you're all across this congregation, in the altar, out in the seats. Every eye closed, just reach your hand towards the Lord. And let that measure of faith be activated. Just begin to call on him. Jesus. 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 Come on, that's it. That's it. That's it. It's happening all over this congregation. Jesus. Feel it? Can't you feel it? You thought you were defeated. You thought it was over.
You thought you could never overcome that, never get through that, never be forgiven of that. But that measure of faith is being activated. That measure of faith is being activated. The word is coming. That if I confess my sins, He is just to forgive me of those sins. I am not defeated. It is not over. God has put in me the measure of faith. Come on. I feel it. I feel it.